Hi, this is Heloise, and you're listening right now to Catherine Zox's show on WXBH 1190 AM.
Welcome to the Catherine Zox Show. You're listening to me, Catherine Zox, on WXBH.com, AM 1190, Cobleskill and Albany. And my guest today, exciting guest, Jamie Sharples, founder and president of Level Travel, which was founded in May of 2000. And three, to assist disabled and mature travelers in finding hotels and restaurants that meet their needs. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Catherine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Is it Jamie or James?
Oh, you can go with either. Jamie's fine.
Okay, Jamie's fine. Good, great. Well, okay, Level Travel. Talk to us about Level Travel. You were in AARP magazine. Actually, you were featured there for your company. And this is a new entrepreneurial endeavor on the net. Talk to us about what is Level Travel.
Well, thank you. You're right. We were actually in AARP's Bulletin magazine this past month, which was just fantastic for us from a publicity standpoint. It really gave us an opportunity to tell some more people about what we're trying to do.
I think the engineer is adjusting the sound.
Oh, okay.
Just keep on talking.
Level Travel was started in May of 2003, as you said, in essence to provide a rating system that's going to assist mature and disabled travelers find hotels and restaurants in the United States that meet their needs. Currently, there's really nothing that exists in this space that allows those types of travelers to find places that really best can accommodate them as it is. They typically have to call each place independently, talk to the management, and get 10 different opinions about what is and what is not accessible. And so what we're trying to do is provide them with a resource that they can use to really make the travel a little bit more enjoyable and to kind of remove the uncertainty that goes with traveling to a new place and having to that kind of anxiety that goes with determining whether or not a place is going to be right for you.
And Jamie, this came out of a personal experience, as I understand it, right? Can you talk to us about the personal experience that you had with actually a family member who could have used Level Travel?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a couple years ago. We were trying to plan a birthday party and trying to find a restaurant in South Philadelphia that would be able to accommodate us. We had some mature individuals with us, as well as myself. I use a wheelchair, and so it was important to find a place, obviously, that could, you know, accommodate us and did not have steps. I called about six or seven different places before I finally found one that said that they were indeed wheelchair accessible. Much to our dismay, when we got there, we saw that there were about eight steps to get into the front door. And the maitre d' was standing at the top of the steps, and I said, "Sir, where's your wheelchair accessible entrance?" And he's like, "Well, it's right here. We'll carry you up. It's not a big deal." And I said, "No." I said, "You told me on the phone you were accessible." He's like, "Yeah, this is it. We do it all the time. It's not a problem." And so obviously his interpretation of what was accessible and our interpretation probably was a little bit different. And it was at that point when I realized, I mean, this obviously was not the first time that it had happened to me personally. You know, it happens many, many, many times. And I recognized at that point that it was probably an issue that if I was dealing with it as many times as I was, that millions of people across the country in similar situations were dealing with it as well. And so what we wanted to do is really try to find a way of addressing that.
Well, you have three categories of individuals, right, who you're going to be is your target market, as I understand it. Mature individuals like the baby boomers. I had a similar experience with a member of my family who had a severe heart condition, and it sounds so similar to yours, went to a restaurant, and he could not walk stairs at all and got there, and there was no elevator, and we had to go through the kitchen to get to the elevator that they used, you know, to bring up the food and go into that to get upstairs to go to the to where we were going to eat.
So. Yeah, you find that a lot. Yeah. I can't tell you how many insides and guts of buildings I've gotten to see over the years, going through the catacombs in the basement and coming up the back way. I mean, we've gotten just about everything short of having a helicopter drop me into the place from above. You'd be amazed at the different ways that you try to get into places. But you're right in that we do try to target, you know, our target market is the 90 million Americans that have either a physical impairment, a sensory impairment, such as hearing or vision loss, or are mature travelers. You know, obviously, the mature travelers make up the vast majority of that target market, with more than about 50, you know, estimates vary, but anywhere between 50 and 55 million individuals over the age of 55 in the U.S. today. And with that baby boomer population moving its way kind of towards retirement and older age, you know, it's kind of a pig in a python. As it moves towards, it's going to be an even larger group that are going to start needing some special accommodations as they age and want to travel.
Exactly. Now, what are some of the I know you've targeted some cities that you, you know, what, 15 to 20 cities or 15 to cities and restaurants and hotels already.
Correct.
That you are going to Well, how are you going to do it? What are you going to do? Set up a, what's the criteria for judging these, the restaurants and the hotels?
Well, we have a set of rating criteria that we've developed. So it's a proprietary set of ratings. What we've done is we've taken a lot of input that we've been able to get from focus groups with disabled individuals, mature travelers, and then also using some of the guidelines that are out there, such as the Americans with Disabilities Act. We've taken a lot of their guidelines and built upon it, because like any piece of legislation, there's lots of room for interpretation in the ADA. And so what we've tried to do is address those tiny things that often get overlooked, little things that don't seem big when you're building a hotel or when you're building a restaurant, but could be that tiny little difference between making a place accessible and not.
Okay, Jamie, so give us an example. Let's talk about specifics. What are those things?
What are some of
the what would be some of the things?
A great example is there's many, many hotels that have wheelchair-accessible hotel rooms, suites. And in the bathrooms themselves, they'll have perhaps a shower head that moves up and down on a vertical bar. 9 times out of 9, when you go into a place like that, that shower head has been placed in the top position. So it's virtually impossible for anybody in a chair who comes in there to be able to get access to that. You know, it's tiny little things like that. If it's as simple as just telling your cleaning staff that when you leave one of these rooms, make sure you leave the shower head in the bottom position. Or something as simple as having a door at a restroom, in a restaurant, that opens into the stall as opposed to opening out. There's lots of places that just, the common sense tells them, well, they always open in, but for somebody who's trying to use a wheelchair or a walker to get in there, once they get in, there's no room to close the door behind them. So there's many of those tiny little issues that maybe don't get addressed by some of the legislation that's out there that we're trying to look at. And these are things that we've been told by the people we've talked to that are important to them.
This is Catherine Zox, and you're listening to The Catherine Zox Show on WXBH AM 1190.
So your book that you're going to create, or the reference book, is like a Zagat's Guide?
Exactly. You can think of us as kind of the Zagat's Guide or the Consumer Reports for disabled and mature individuals. Now, the way that we're going to make this information available, the primary means is going to be through a website. So similar to if you were to go to Zagat's or Consumer Reports and you were to log on and get access to their database of ratings, you will be able to do something similar with Level Travel. And we currently have a website set up right now, which is leveltravel.com, where people can go and learn a little bit more about what we're doing. Currently, we don't have any ratings available. The full site should be launched by the end of this year once we've had an opportunity to go out and build up a good database of ratings.
Well, I noticed on your website you said that you could also have access to a newsletter if one wanted to. Now, how would somebody go about doing that? And what are some of the advantages to having access to your newsletter on the website once it gets in place?
Well, exactly. Individuals can go to our website right now at leveltravel.com. They can sign up for membership, and as part of that, they'll get a newsletter, which is a monthly newsletter that we send out that has updates and travel trends that deal specifically with issues that disabled and mature travelers are looking at, as well as we have a poll every month on our website where visitors can come and kind of express their opinions on different issues. We have results of those in our newsletter, as well as having just kind of some other tidbits and updates on where we are in the path of getting to the ratings and getting them out and available.
Now, can individuals, let's say they go to a restaurant or they go to a hotel in one of these cities that you've targeted, and you've targeted all the major cities, Miami, New York, Chicago, and they have some, you know, they have some experiences they want to share, can they share that on the website?
They can. We're actually in the process of putting together a bulletin board, which we will have available that visitors can kind of get onto, log in, talk about some of their own experiences. And down the line, we intend to have another set of rating criteria available on our website that people can download. They can take it with them. If they're going to Missoula, Montana, they can go out to a restaurant or hotel. They can rate it using this criteria. They can send it back into us, and we'll make that available. It'll be different from the ratings that we do because we're hiring and training our own set of raters that are going to go out and do this with a much more comprehensive set of criteria, but we will have another set for our members who want to go out and rate as well.
And as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking there are other areas besides restaurants and hotels. What about places like art? I go to a lot of art museums all over the world, as a matter of fact. Museums and those kinds of institutions and movie theaters. Is that something in the future that you will be addressing? Or
We're definitely considering what are some expansion opportunities. I mean, primarily we're thinking about airlines and other things that are go along with travel. So some of the other things that you need. You know, the reason that we started with hotels and restaurants is anytime somebody travels, the two things they need is they need a place to sleep and they need food.
Yeah, those are the basics.
Right. And so we would expect to be able to kind of go also and look at cruises. Cruises are becoming much, much more popular in the last 3 to 4 years. So we will also start looking at cruises. That's down the line a bit. You know, initially we're looking to focus just on hotels and restaurants.
Now, from a business perspective, tell me about this. You are an entrepreneur, but is this a non-profit organization, or is this for-profit? What is it?
It is a for-profit organization. So what we will be doing is we'll be providing a service to the end user, which is this rating criteria that they can use when they go out. So we're not a non-profit organization. Everybody that works for us is a full employee and is out there doing it on a full-time basis. And we feel that that's going to be the best way that we can get the objective and comprehensive information that we need to get to our customers.
Fantastic. And you also are a grad. You have an MBA, right?
I do. I have an MBA, and I have the debt that goes with it.
And you have the debt that goes with
That's
it. So this
right.
business really better go, right?
It better.
Exactly.
It better, or else the creditors are going to knock down the door.
Well, I mean, did you just graduate, or were you in another business that sort of morphed into this one, or is this just MBA school, and then you just launched Level Travel?
I did launch it, actually, my last semester, getting my MBA at Wharton, which was in May of last year. So I've been working on this full-time since then.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Well, just I want to mention it again. Level Travel, the website, and the number to call if you want to call Jamie, I guess get in touch with you directly, Jamie Sharples, founder and president of Level Travel. Give listeners the number and the website again.
It's anybody wants to give us a call, our number is area code 610-455-3835, also 610-45-LEVEL. And the website address is just www.leveltravel.com, LEVELTRAVEL.
Great. It has been great talking to you today, and I'm going to be logging on.
Well, great, Catherine.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Yes. Good luck.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Heloise, and you're listening right now to Catherine Zox's show on WXBH 1190 AM.